We're calling James Robert Wright.
Hello.
It's James Robert Wright of the Knights of Templar.
What's up?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
I'm all right, I guess.
So,
how are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, so I wanted to talk to you because you've been done the highway. I'm recording, by the way. This is episode 210 of Highway Diary with James Robert Wright joining us for the sixth or seventh time. You might remember James Robert Wright wrote a book called Freemasonry, History of Cult and Abuses. And now he is in a flop house in Portland, which is the headquarters of Antifa.
No. You have it backwards.
All right. What do I got wrong?
I'm working right now as the publicist of Haley Adams, who is, quite famous here locally as a, pro-Trump conservative activist, and Antifa is definitely out to get her. Matter of fact, as we speak, I'm taking a moment out of utter chaos on tap because Antifa is trying to post her address, which is, quite precarious and like sort of grave danger situation for her and her family. So this is serious stuff going on here in Portland, and it's a shame, really, because all she's really trying to do in her activism is get the Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler recalled.
Ted Wheeler.
Yes.
Now, what is going on with Ted Wheeler? Because I have a posting from 129. 2019, and you say, last week Ted Wheeler did not show up to city council because he was in hiding and did not want us to ask him questions. Facing failure,
yeah.
Mayor Ted Wheeler, Portland City Hall, 9:30 council meeting. Did he show up 1:30 2019 to the Portland City Hall?
He was at the most recent one, and then there's a resolution on the books tomorrow that concerns Haley, kind of, because what they're trying to do is his buddy, the Oregon State Attorney General, just declared Haley and her group terrorists and gang members, like, and her a gang leader. And now Ted is going to use that to try and pass this resolution tomorrow banning several groups like the Proud Boys, Patriot Prayer, and then Haley Adams and Entourage from Portland, effectively exiling her from the city of Portland. So this is definitely serious stuff. And this is all because she has a petition to gather signatures around the city and have him recalled as mayor because he's a very corrupt individual and he's appointed himself like the czar of the Portland police. No other city in America has ever seen a mayor do that, and this has escalated to a point of having police, insiders, informants, all this kind of stuff. I'm dealing with intel agencies now who are kind of like, I'm sure, like, well, what the hell is James Wright doing in the middle of this shit? But I came up here for peace and quiet, and this is what I get. But Haley and I met completely organically. The friend who I came up here at the behest of
Paranormal Magazine. The good people at Paranormal Magazine took you in after you
Paranoia
Magazine. Yeah. They took you
yeah,
in
I
after.
I used to work for them in San Diego and brought me up here. The job they were trying to hook me up here didn't come through. It got given away to a college intern so the station could, like, save money. It was kind of fucked up. But, and speaking of paranoia, so I'm back to being a contributing writer in the magazine. And that label is getting ready to republish my book. So after all this time and the failure of my deeply occult CIA publisher, New Falcon, with my book, the book will finally be coming back out, like, better, improved, with all the stuff they redacted back in it, and updates, and things like that. So a much better book. And yeah, that'll be coming here down
now,
the pipe.
Now, how did you meet this Haley Adams? So, and you said you organically met her, and now you're working for
totally.
Her.
Yeah, okay, so Ron, the head of Paranoia, he brings me up here, and he's an old friend, you know, from SoCal, and so I met a friend of his, and we're in her basement, because she's got, like, a movie theater thing, like, in her basement. It's real cool. We're all down there, like, hanging out at a party, watching a movie, and in through the door busts Haley Adams, because she is also friends with this friend of his, and she was coming over. This was all the day of the infamous HIM2 rally that Haley organized, which went terribly wrong and then ended up becoming known as the Battle of Portland, when Antifa showed up and started assaulting them all and all this kind of stuff in the streets, and because that's what they do on a regular basis. And she was coming over there just kind of like get away, see her friend, you know, vent. And so we met, and I didn't know previously who she was. And when I started hearing what was going on, I was like, you know, oh my God, this girl needs help. And so I kind of, yeah, I mean, we became friends first, and then I sort of took on the role of publicist after that. And it's, you know, really unfortunate for her, because they, Antifa, have her pegged and written up as this white supremacist, neo-Nazi, da-da-da-da-da, all because she voted for Trump. And none of it's true. None of it is true. And her group is more diverse than Antifa, actually. That's the irony in all of it. But what's really going on here is that this is clashing with the narrative of the left. And Portland is a left city. Oregon's a right state, but Portland is a left city. And this is clashing with narrative so much so that I went almost 2 weeks ago now, downtown one night to the Hack West building, which kind of houses like all the media here. And I went and stormed right in to the, you know, CBS newsroom, because, you know, that's me and I can do that. And said, what's going on with all this? And I was told that there's a gag order over all the local media here, affiliates in Portland that fall under, you know, the CBS or Alpha Next Star Media giant banner. Do not talk about Antifa and Haley Adams, because it looks really bad on the left, and anything that they could truthfully report on makes it crystal clear that, you know, Antifa are the violent ones, Haley and her followers are the innocent ones in all this, and
well,
they seem to not want to.
Yeah, James, I saw a video where Haley Adams was infiltrating Antifa. I thought she was a part of it, or you guys were a part of it, but you guys, now what you're telling me is they hate Haley Adams. They think she's a white supremacist. What is Antifa's goal? What is their objective? I was doing some research, and apparently they're paid by a guy called Tom Steyer, who's made his money from coal mines in China, and now he's a green activist. Why is he giving this group money? Are they the strong arm teamsters of the libtards?
Well, that's just one. In my travels with them, I mean, wearing this investigative journalist hat when I do run around with Haley and her entourage, what I'm seeing, all the indicators are there that this is CIA stuff. And I now have it from FBI sources and DOD sources that they are highly concerned of what's going on here, because there is this, like, from some high level coming down push backing Antifa, and they are concerned that Portland is going to be ground zero for some sort of event, false flag, if you will, that's going to, in effect, attempt to ignite a civil war, left versus right, et cetera. And
so,
it looks as though this is actually happening, and it's very scary stuff. And
So you're saying that anti-fascist, these are a group that smash bank windows, Bank of America windows, and then write their logo, spray paint their logo, Antifa. And that there's
they
some
claim
kind of
they want,
social
they claim
aggregator.
They want anarchy. Yeah, they claim to be Marxist, you know, socialism or communism, depending on who you're talking to. They claim, you know, they chant things like fuck the police, so they don't seem to care for government, cops, anything. They want anarchy in the streets, so they say. Now, in my travels, some very interesting things have happened. Almost like, oh, of course, why would I think it would like going to one, okay, because Haley decided, you know, okay, they show up to all my things, so I'm going to start showing up to all their things, but not to start havoc, but to actually try to have a dialogue about this Ted Wheeler thing, because it's bipartisan. Everybody in the city, the entire city of Portland, left or right, hates the mayor. So everybody wants him recalled. So she's showing up to their meetings trying to, like, have this conversation and collect signatures, and they're not having any of it. They're sending in goons. You smash, you smash. And, like, we go to this one building. Turns out they're meeting in a Masonic lodge. So I post this on social media. Within an hour, the Freemasons were in an uproar because now they're being dragged into it. And their official, like, thing was, you know, what the hell is this one lodge doing renting to Antifa? So they're, you know, probably getting kicked out of that location, but that's just one around town. They rent spaces all over town. They seem to have a ton of money. They went and tagged their own house with graffiti. That's where you saw that picture, the Antifa house. Okay. They spray painted their own stuff on their Smash Communism. No one in Haley's group or anybody she knows from the other groups, Proud Boys, ever used slogans like that. Then they put up this GoFundMe, raised $3,000 in 24 hours for paint. And it's sickening. It's sickening. They false flagged their own property. They got surveillance down there all over the place. There's multiple Twitter accounts in Portland that call Haley play-by-play. She's here, she's there, she's in this car with live updates. It's insane. They follow her around like paparazzi, not to mention the actual paparazzi that follows her around. So if anyone was responsible at all, period, any person, regardless of who they are, who they're with, did that, we would know who did it because they'd have endless pictures and surveillance of it. Nothing of the sort exists. Then a little rag of an independent newspaper called the Willamette Week here in Portland publishes this article saying that, you know, again, she's the terrorist and neo-Nazi and so forth, and that she and her followers were responsible for this. So then I put on the publicist hat. I take her over to the lobby of the newspaper, and we go in and confront them. And they sit there and first of all, they asked, like, deer in cotton headlights, and then they, you know, made statements. We have this on audio of, you know, oh, well, mistakes are made, and this journalist was acting roguely, and we don't review things before they go to print. Come on. Come on. What newspaper do you know of that doesn't review things before they go to print? So it's just, this is such a disaster, mess, dumpster fire, Chinese fire drill, whatever you want to call it, and it's very serious. And
so do you think
her life and her family are certainly in danger?
James, do you...
I'm in danger. I'm now implicated in all this.
Well, that's par for the course for how your life has gone. You're running from the Masons in the form of the Masons in the Dallas Scottish Rite building. Now you're running from the Masons in the form of Antifa. I wonder if what's going on here is when people... There's this anger. I think the CIA thinks about zeitgeist, right? And there's this anger about Wall Street and what happened in 2008 where all these banks got bailed out. Then again and again and again, they get bailed out and there's this anger. So they try to have like a honey trap for this justified anger with this group Antifa, who they're smashing bank windows. You're thinking, fuck yeah, these are the good guys, right? They're smashing windows. They're saying we're done with the fascist. But that is you're saying the delusional, paranoid, double-talking CIA that sets up its own opposition to just know where the opposition lies. So you have to be a double agent to get to the truth.
Yeah. The whole situation is chock full of irony. Like, the only fascism that has been occurring here is coming from these people. I mean, and this is part and parcel of how it implicates the mayor, is because he's been getting these stand-down orders. You know, the police are removed from the location, in this case, usually central downtown around the government district, city hall, et cetera. And then Antifa comes in, as if by magic, well-coordinated, well-armored, and they patrol the streets of Portland. They direct traffic. It's insane. I knew from stories I'd heard of, like, Berkeley and here, but I had no true... My first night here, KXL sent me out to get some news footage, and they told me. They said, be very careful. We've had reporters injured by stun grenades, and I'm like, am I in Kuwait? What the hell?
Yeah.
So
they are terrorists, and it's another example of the U.S. government acting as a terrorist. They did it in 9/11, where, look, we terrorized ourselves to get permission from the anger of the people to go into Iraq, to go into Afghanistan. They're the terrorists here, under the guise of Antifa, localized terrorists who are justifiably angry at the banks, but they're meeting at Masonic lodges. They're creating their own opposition, and then you're a foot soldier of this machine.
In the wake of violence stirred up by the far left in cities across America, new information is surfacing about who funds these Democrat extremists known as Antifa. One America's Jack Posobiec has more.
All right, Dale Turner, Power of the Future, you're here. Now, we've talked a lot about in the past about Tom Steyer, and I was recently watching the new Dinesh D'Souza movie. James O'Keefe is in there, and he's talking about his infiltration of Antifa. And we saw a lot of Antifa violence just this past weekend here. But when James O'Keefe was talking about Antifa, they asked him who was the funder of it. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, I hear the name George Soros, but the name I hear more is actually Tom Steyer funding this Antifa groups, these violence. A lot of people have called them even domestic terrorists. What's the goal there? What's the plan for that?
Yeah, Tom Steyer has been active politically for a while in the United States, but only in the last year has he become a household name. He's made commercials where he appears in first person, etc.
He's the impeached Trump guy.
Exactly, and he is spending $100 million to elect Democrats to the House. He is spending $40 million on this impeachment campaign, but he really began his political activism in green energy activism. He is opposed to American energy dominance. He's opposed to the fossil fuel industry, even though he made millions of dollars, actually hundreds of millions of dollars, investing in energy in other countries. Mm. He made most of his money in coal mines in China, but he opposes energy and energy dominance here in the United States.
And then, so if you go with their narrative, Haley is bad, this is the enemy, da-da-da-da-da, then it's like, okay, how come? Well, apparently all that she and her friends, family, followers, etc. are guilty of in their eyes is having voted for and continuing to support President Trump. And it's very interesting to me that we're living in a place, in this case Portland, Oregon, where who you voted for is a thought crime and you will be punished actively. These people, everybody in her family has been beaten in the street, jumped, going to their car. It's insane. So you voted for Trump, so we're going to repeatedly beat you when you least expect it. I mean, that is the fascism.
On the flip side, you said that you did a bloodline study. And whoever has the most amount of blue dragon blood gets to be president. And that's how it is. And you predicted Trump would get to be the president a long time ago based on his blood. Is that right?
Yes.
So is he part of the solution or the problem? You know, I've been following QAnon. I ask you about QAnon all the time. And there's this conspiracy that all the top Illuminati offenders who are doing, pedophiles and the worst kinds of crimes, the Uranium One deal, the Clinton Foundation being corrupt, they're all getting rounded up at Gitmo. David Wilcock is dropping videos every other day that saying these mass arrests are happening, that we're locking up all the criminals, and that Trump, at his State of the Union address, is going to finally justify all these Q drops. Well, I watched the State of the Union address, and he didn't say a lot about that at all. So maybe some.
Yeah, I watched it too. I mean, okay, well, right. My opinion is as follows, and I'm glad, actually, of the exposure I've had to the Patriots and people here, because it lent a lot of clarity that I otherwise would not have had living in the Los Angeles bubble. It seems, okay, I try very hard to have some kind of journalistic ethics here. And then if you are doing that as a journalist, that means that you're neutral when it comes to politics. You don't sit there, well, I want this guy, I want that. Okay. Well, I think anybody that follows my shit can see that, you know, I was very much a Bernie person. I worked on the campaign from Hollywood office. I, as a journalist, kind of chose to gravitate toward and hang out around the crowds of journalists following the Bernie stuff there, and had a lot of fun doing so. Okay, well, my opinion of what I'm seeing with the Trump people is that the Trump people and the Bernie people have an awful lot in common in what they wanted. The difference seems to be is that after Bernie conceded to Hillary and everything, that's where this sort of divide began to occur. Now, what I find most troubling of all in this equation overall, the bigger picture playing out here, is what's going on with the left stuff right now. Attacking, okay, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about the American democratic process, is you can question your leaders, you can do, you know, whatever. But this notion that you would want your president to fail, the implications of that are very severe, that the country would kind of fuck up, and, you know, we would have a lot of chaos, there would be dubious forces on the international theater attacking in the midst of that chaos, you know, it's not a good thing. So I don't know why any American would be sitting around fingers crossed saying, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, you know, make this president fail, God or universe or what. I think that's a really bad place for us to be as a society right now. It's very destructive. You know, sure, oh yeah, let's have the country fail. Let's just all devolve into madness.
Because Hillary lost and Hillary stole the Democratic primary from Bernie. People in her own camp have said that on camera. They're all dead now. And
right, and the Democrats, as you can see, as anybody can see, have been sitting around Trump blaming and Trump attacking and everything, when what they need to be doing, and I say this as someone who mostly voted Democrat throughout my life, is they need to be fixing their own shit. They need to fix the DNC, which allowed for all that to happen. Because you know what? Until they do, I don't know how they can expect any of their younger voter base to want to...
Two-thirds of them were standing during Trump's speech. Trump has given this la-di-da speech about Buzz Aldrin and who landed on the moon. Hooray! I'm going to keep that lie intact. Oh, I'm a great keeper of your lies. Don't worry. A third of the Democrats were cheering. Two-thirds were giving them standing O's at certain points. It's like, why is the mainstream media going after this guy at every turn? They're saying he lies every 58 seconds. And then you have all the Democrats sucking his dick during the State of the Union address. To me, that was weird.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, politics is not always as it seems. Because, again, you brought up the bloodline stuff. People, you know, just don't want to, it's like la, 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 la. You know, they don't want to believe that they live in a world that's like that. Yes, we have the head of Clan MacLeod as our president. The liberal, pretty boy Prime Minister of Canada, Trudeau, is head of Clan Sinclair. We have Scottish clans running the North American continent. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Ugh. I wanted to ask you about this, because right before you left Los Angeles, you had your own run-in with, you were living on the park bench, James, and I was very worried about you during this time in your life. You were living on a park bench, sleeping outside, and some weird mason came up, and he was talking to you, and he was, you find out, has a $5 million house in Beverly Hills, and why is he pretending to be a homeless person sleeping outside, watching what you're doing? And you recorded a conversation you had. And what was this guy's name again?
Dominic something. I don't remember the last name now. I've tried to kind of forget about it. But yeah. It turns out that he was the PR guy for the Grand Lodge of California. And why are they dispatching a PR guy to deal with James Wright? Because obviously I created them a PR mess. So, and then outing that audio just added more to that mess. And they got very upset. They sent another guy that literally chased me down Beverly Drive with a gun. I ran on foot to the West Hollywood Sheriff's Department where they told me, to paraphrase, you know, it's your problem, not ours. Got that on audio too. But what'll come of that? Probably nothing. You know, because once again, look at what you're dealing with and the forces involved. So,
because I wouldn't bend over and take Steve Gooch and Buck Howard dick.
I think that would be a good start.
Taking dick?
I never said that. I said, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Same thing for the lodge. I mean, how many people in this quaint little park have heard your tales?
Lots.
That's a problem.
That's a problem?
Yeah. Because...
Why? Because, again...
That requires containment.
The park sides with me. That's the problem. That's the actual problem.
Oh, believe me. The opinions of your flatmates in the park are of no concern.
They represent the opinions of humanity at large. These are ordinary people.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Let's not give credit where credit's not due. I'm called in times of crisis. That's what I'm known for.
Crisis PR. Is that what you've been called in for? Hired for by the Masons? Crisis PR management?
I'm one of the best.
Really?
Actually, I am.
Well, because you're touting their dumb shit, which means you're one of the worst. Because
no.
The organization, I will
lower
repeat myself again,
lower your voice.
Is failing.
Lower your voice.
Failing. You have 10,000 left in this fucking state and falling as we speak. You think you got an army? Huh.
I was happy to have gotten the copious amount of audio footage over that whole situation that I did. Because so many times these things bust loose, spur of the moment, and I don't have time to grab something to clandestinely record it. And then I get shit for that, you know, forever after. Well, why don't you, you know? So this time I did, and in it, they admit to all of the gang stalking. They admit, you know, systematically ruining my life, and, and the police admit to turning the other cheek live right there in the station lobby in West Hollywood. So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly no longer a question out there for any critics I have. Oh, he exaggerates this stuff and blah, 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 blah. And you know, no. Here it all is, laid raw. So, yeah, it seemed like a really good idea to come up here. And I thought, oh, yeah, this would be nice and just get a normal... like CBS job and have some peace and quiet for once in a much more peaceful city than LA. And no, quite the opposite.
Well, the tentacles of the CIA reach far and wide, and you see in Antifa, they have the same protocols. The protocols of Zion that were given to them, they gang stalk, they harass, they'll beat up. And the police are standing down just gives evidence to the fact that this is not a normal group. Only the mayor of a town can tell the police to stand down, as, you know, these CIA agents are pretending to have this, you know, coup d'etat to end the fascists, when it's just the government looking at itself going, who's going to join these terrorists that we can lock up for terrorism now? They create the problem.
In one regard, it's almost like living in the Middle East here, because they wear baklavas and they patrol the streets like secret police, Antifa. And if you oppose them, offend them, look cross-eyed at them, you know, you get beaten in the street.
Are these guys funded by, they're funded by George Soros? Is that what's happening via the CIA?
Yes. Yes. Yep.
And, your friend, Haley Adams,
yes.
Is she an activist that you're the publicist for? What is her thing?
Yeah, she's just a young conservative millennial girl doing the activism thing. She's just and it's really not even that complex or deep down some rabbit hole. She's just a Trump supporter and a Republican-leaning Youth of America type face. And for that, it, you know, the Antifa forces act like she's committed every sin and broken every law and needs to be put to death. They tweet that. They tweet that people need to kill her. And, you know, the feds are investigating it, but it's very disturbing to me to be this close. You know, I mean, I'm right on the inside of it and dealing with it and seeing the effects it's having on her family and friends. And it's the same situation for all of them. Her family's already all been assaulted as well, jumped in the streets. I mean, it's insane. And the fact that there's not more stronger of a law enforcement response already is very troubling. I mean, it's like you can tell that they're running into obstacles in their own chain of command with other chains of command entering into the picture and conflicting with it.
Yeah. Oh, very, very strange stuff. Portland's been taken over.
Yeah.
It's a war zone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm catching my own shit. I have very liberal friends who don't really approve of me promoting this, but I would put it back to them and have that they don't really truly understand the situation as it's occurring, and they're just reading the bad press and stuff that the left have concocted. I mean, I've never seen such reckless journalism. These left-leaning publications, independent publications here, like the Rolling Out Week, I mean, what they published on her is 100% from start to finish libel and slander, and the worst kind. That's because the comment thread below is, you know, inspiring, oh, well, she's a terrorist and a gang leader, so we need to kill her. And none of it's true, and that's putting her, her children, her parents, everybody in danger of lone wolf attacks as such. And it's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so bad for these people, but now I'm getting the same too, because as you might think, how dare I? I'm identified as this left-leaning figure or whatever, and it's like I'm sleeping with the enemy or something. And so now I'm in trouble too, I guess.
Yeah, I just want to know, being her PR agent, is healthcare the biggest thing that you guys argue about? What now, about free college?
What we talk about most of the time is her campaign to try and recall Ted Wheeler as mayor. That's the conversation that goes on around the clock. But then, you know, it's hard to even have a conversation or get anything done right now because these attacks by Antifa are relentless. And now today, right before, well, 2 hours before you called and we started talking, it just stepped up even worse because now they finally figured out where she got followed or something, and they're posting her address. And so tonight's probably going to be a really bad night.
Yikes. So Antifa's posted her address because she's pro-Trump. She just said she voted for Trump, and now the CIA is hitting on, like, putting blood, you know, goat's blood on her, above her door frame, as if to say, this is, you know, she's fair game. She's the enemy.
Yeah, yeah. This is very Gestapo style. I mean, this is, again, to talk about fascism, this is it. And they're saying, oh, well, we're attacking this fascist. A, she's not a fascist. B, she's experiencing fascism-style attacks now. This is like, you know, there's a Star of David on her door, and this is Nazi Germany, and it's now escalating to a level where it's like, who's going to smuggle us out of Portland? I mean, it's crazy.
What is going on? When are you going to settle down in the suburbs and, you know, just run a taco hut and, like, you know, just have a relaxing, chill life?
I don't know, man. I got asked out on a date, and then I got stood up on said date, so I don't know if it's related to this mess or, you know, who knows. So, I don't know. I never seem to be afforded the luxury of a normal life or stuff like courtship and, you know, roots
You got stood up on a date and you got royal blood. Unbelievable.
Well,
you're of the Knights of Templars. What is going on? Are we headed in a good direction with this country? I mean, we're more and more debt. It just seems like we need some kind of financial reset, which is what these Wilcock guys are always talking about, that, you know, the bad guys are draining the swamp, you know, where this is a interior civil war among the military versus the deep state, you know? Do you see any evidence of that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. I see evidence of it. It's dripping in the evidence of it. You have to be here to be standing in it to experience it and be like, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How would you describe the situation? Do you think that the police want to arrest all these Antifa people, but the mayor's holding them down and they're all...
Oh, the police would love to smack them silly, but no, the mayor's saying no, and then now trying to direct, I mean, the mayor himself will stir up Antifa things, you know, right, by posts he'll make online about Haley and so forth. I mean, it's insane how this man has not already been arrested by, like, the Department of Justice for, you know, it's just, this is so, and yeah. And there's elements, of course, as always, of, oh, look, and there's a Mason Lodge that's involved. And, oh, look, and there's Bloodline, this and that. So, yeah,
They create the opposition. They're the created opposition, so they're untouchables, you know?
Right. Yep, we've got a real dumpster fire on our hands here in Portland.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's, right now it seems very difficult to convince people on the left to, like, you know, I don't know.
You're just saying there's so many super hyper left-wing people in Portland that Antifa is the friend of the left, right? They're against the fascists. The fascists being Trump.
Tolerate
this.
People would just realize they're being played and being made to be divided so that they can be conquered from another force. It's sad. It's sad. These people are so politically charged and well-read that you would think they could see the bigger picture things, elements playing out here, but they're so wrapped up in this local bitch fight shit that they can't. They're blind to it.
Crazy. Well, yeah, thanks for the update. Any other updates from your family or any other updates? Have you ran into any Rosicrucians who have slipped you an envelope of secret information?
My aunt. Betty, she died New Year's Eve, finally, from complications from Alzheimer's. It's very sad. I'm not really ready to talk about it yet, because there's obviously a lot going on with that. I would have liked to have flown to Dallas again, but I didn't, because it's probably, my cousin, David, he'll probably be coming out here shortly. I want him to see the Pacific Northwest, and you know, we're going to visit the idea of maybe getting some land together or something out here. I don't know. Right now, I am flat broke as usual, and things are tough. We're under attack.
You gotta get your brother into rehab, man, or your cousin David. He's gotta get some rehab going, you know?
He's already begun that process. I'm really proud of the situation as it's unfolding there. So, you know, I just want him to get out here safely, and I hope that I remain safe and that life can go on, because we talked yesterday, and we're both just kind of stunned that basically we're 36 and our family's dead, and we don't really have anybody, you know. There's obviously a couple other cousins, but I seriously doubt we're going to have a close relationship. We haven't, and this is the final thing that, like, was a reason to communicate. So, David and I, you know, we're both really melancholy right now over the fact that it's like, wow, 36 and all our family's dead. So, it makes us feel old, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, your family had been taking care of you guys, and now it's, like, time to be, you know, fend for yourself and figure out what this is all about, you know?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I don't know. And it's mixed emotions. I'm glad that my aunt's out of, you know,
constant pain. Sort of
being trapped in her body in that way that Alzheimer's does, and all that. And I don't know. It's really, I'm full of very strange emotions right now. So. Mm.
Well, I don't want to hold you too long, but I appreciate you clarifying all that stuff for me, because I was under the impression that you were, you know, with Antifa somehow, because it was the background of your profile was the Antifa house. I was like, oh, look, James is, you know.
Oh, no, that's my own humor, because I've been pegged as the mastermind of that attack on that house. Did that? And I'm not, and we didn't. So I posted it up because, you know, apparently it's my work, but no, it's not.
Well, you somehow imagine to, you're always in the center of the controversy. Wherever it goes, you're like a moth to a flame, whether it's gang stalked in Los Angeles to gang stalked in Portland, Oregon. You know,
I can tell you what happened here. I don't mind saying, Haley's bloodline. I believe that, you know, yes, we met organically the way we did, but I think it was probably for a reason, because that's how these things tend to go. And it's interesting that the precise family she's from is one that was very close with the Templars, and when the Templars fled France during the arrests and purge and arrived on Scottish shores, her clan is one of the ones that took them in and assimilated them there into the Scottish military forces. So it appears that my heritage and hers both match up historically, and that we've done this before. So that's another interesting element playing out here, and that's why I'm still here and I haven't bailed on the situation, that has now jeopardized my life in a whole new and exciting way.
Yeah, man. You know, time is an illusion. We're just interdimensional, intergenerational slaves to certain timelines, you know? Maybe your ancestors were Vikings taking the shores, which is very similar to gang stalking and Twitter battles. It's just an analogy, you know? It's the same emotional energy, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's very... I now have an emotional investment into Haley and her family and the safety thereof, and I really hope that I can continue helping, at least with the PR stuff and advice, because this is their first rodeo. You know, Haley just fell face first into all this fame and notoriety, and I've been down this road before, so I'm like, oh yeah, a little big dang stalking, here we go.
Well, stay chaste, but stay safe, James Robert Wright of the Knights of Templar.
Yeah, I'm trying. Thanks, buddy.
All right. I'll talk to you again soon. I appreciate the call.
We appreciate the chat. Safe travels.
Take care. That's been another episode of Highway Diary in the motherfucking bag. Thanks to my guest, James Robert Wright, battling Antifa, battling the alleged anti-fascists, but they're... perhaps the fascists themselves, giving you a fake enemy, just like professional wrestling. The CIA likes to control both puppet strings and pull your emotional energy towards whatever bullshit program they have in store. There are honey traps for your libtard anger. There are honey traps out there for your Republican patriotism. Watch as the masters try to manipulate your energy down a pathway where they own the strings to, you know? You always gotta look. The master only gets scared when you look at them directly into his beady lizard eyes. That's when you really got something. So don't look at the Antifa. Don't look at this or that. The QAnons. Look at the lizard and go, I see you, cocksucker. You're pulling the strings of everything. The Pindar. Anyway, that's been another episode of the